Be a part of the show. Call and join in on the conversation. 781-837-4900. Now, back to Monday Night Talk.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. I got to tell you, I love doing the transition. Thank God for commercial breaks, so you're able to say goodbye to one set of guests and whisk in the next set of guests. And we have Jackie, old friend Jackie Colligan, in studio. Hello, Jackie.
Hello. It's nice to be back.
Jackie, with all the different things that you do, what don't you do?
Oh, there's a lot I don't do, but I'm working on it.
Okay. And Jackie was the one who actually contacted me and recommended having these gentlemen here and talk to me about this upcoming event on the 27th and 28th at Gillette Stadium. Now, anybody who's a pure football fan would be like, yeah, I'm there all the, well, maybe even soccer fans too, because let's not forget the Revolution play there. But just to be able to take place in something like this, talk to me about the two gentlemen who are here right now.
So, in studio now, which actually, when we were listening to your last segment, Detective Tim Cahoon, Sergeant Detective, from Braintree, is in charge of all the drug cases on the South Shore. And
really?
We were just listening to your last segment. And
Big fan of Mayor Joe Sullivan.
Good guy.
Great guy.
Big fan, as you were saying. Sorry.
So, Tim, and then we have Ken and Ryan, who is a Randolph officer, and both have been on the SWAT team for years, Metro SWAT.
Wow.
And they are part of the executive team that's putting on this event at Gillette.
Now, when you hear SWAT as a kid, and you're a gentleman who's probably right around my the first thing I think of is the 1970s TV show that it was SWAT. but this is something different, isn't it?
It is. It is. This team started in about 1997. It actually started under the name of North Star, and it was pretty much just cities and towns throughout Norfolk County. It evolved into Metropolitan Law Enforcement Council around 2002, and we've built a team. We're upwards of about 50 strong now with operators.
Now, how many towns, how many communities, how many counties has it grown to be that large?
It has. It's we go all the way out from Ashland down to Plymouth. We got several towns on the South Shore. I think there's 50 or some odd communities that are part of the whole conglomerate. And Metropolitan Law Enforcement Council is not only SWAT. We have several different divisions. We have K-9. We have cyber investigations, motorcycles, investigative services unit. So it's
Kenan, want to make sure you get the motorcycles.
Kenan, yeah, he gets very excited about motorcycles. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with motorcycles. Yeah. Kenan, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Anything you want to add that the detective sergeant started out telling us?
Well,
how did you get involved with the Metro SWAT?
Well, I actually, it's funny you ask. It's always been a passion of mine. I've always been involved in like tactical operations and certain things. I joined the Marine Corps at a very young age, and I work with explosive detection canines, patrol canines, narcotic canines, and I did that whole thing. But that was only like half of the operation. Then we had our tactical guys, our shooters. So that wasn't something that I was able to pursue in the military. When I got out, I entered into law enforcement, and the opportunity presented itself. I tried out, and I've been a pain in Tim's rear for quite some time.
It's very, very interesting, very unique, from what I understand. And from you guys, got this big event that's taking place. And it's Jackie. Who is this through? It's the New England Fitness Challenge. Is that the website?
The New England Fitness Challenge is being produced, and it's a collaborative effort with Gillette Stadium and the Metro SWAT officers. So it's the only overnight fitness and endurance event inside an NFL stadium.
Yikes.
In the country.
And when you say endurance, are you talking about, I mean, how can you do, is it a matter of swimming and running and biking, or is it beyond that?
It's definitely beyond that, and it's not your typical mud run or, you know, Spartan race. This is a little bit more difficult, I'm going to say, because it's really going to challenge you mentally and physically. So, again, I said it was the only overnight endurance race. It starts at 10 p.m. And just like with these guys, I mean, really the reason why they put this together is, you know, when they get called into work, they're sleeping or we're sleeping.
Yeah.
And there's a fatigue factor and like a real mental challenge to push yourself physically and also push and motivate your team to work together. And that's why that's really how it started, right? That's, I mean,
Yeah, the idea for the event came subsequent to the marathon bombings in the aftermath of that week. We played a small part in that. Obviously, we're there to support the communities. When we did deploy in town, in both Boston and Watertown. But I think everybody after that horrible tragedy wanted to do something. Mm-hmm. And you had a lot of money that was being raised through the One Fund and different other funds that were out there. And a couple of our team leaders came up with this idea in conjunction with Gillette Stadium. The great people down there have been supportive of us since day one. And the first year event was only open to law enforcement, fire, EMS, and the military. And we were able to pull that together in about a month's time and raised close to $140,000 for the One Fund last year.
Wow.
And after the event, we had such a great time, and the logistics were such we couldn't open it up to the public at that time. After that event, there was a lot of goodwill left over and things we could do. So we decided to double down on that and come back this year. And we named a few other sponsors, which, if you allow me, I'll
relay. Sure.
So we ended up having the New England Patriots Charitable Foundation, Jack Williams Wednesday's Child.
Love Jack Williams.
Great guy.
Yeah.
And Special Olympics Boston. And in the midst of planning all this, we had that horrible tragedy in the Back Bay, where Lieutenant Walsh and Firefighter Kennedy were killed.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny, police and fire are always kind of jarring back and forth in a joking manner. But we're all part of first responders, and when that happened, it was something that we absolutely couldn't ignore. And they are also on board as a beneficiary of these charities, too. So it's going to be a little bit different this year. Last year, the theme was the marathon. It was 26 hours long, which was difficult for everybody.
Why so long? Why 26 hours?
26 hours because of the marathon, 26.2.
I figured that theme, out, but I mean, right? why'd you pick that number? And
the night we deployed into Watertown, we had guys, and I know specifically, even the Boston guys worked over 25 hours that night. I think we were on the ground for 19 hours during that event. And so not only was it a theme, but it was also, you know, kind of a tip of the hat to the extraordinary events of that night. And not us, but the heroes in that night, particularly in Watertown and Sean Collier and those guys. So
sure.
that was part of the theme, and it was pretty long. This year's event's not going to be as long. It's only 12 hours. That's all. Just 12.
We don't want to look. I got to be clear, because I know Jackie she's setting the groundwork here to.
She's a tough mutter.
She is. She is a tough mutter and doing all that. Well, I'm the real life tough mutter. All right, we do this, and I got to tell you, listen, for us. This is something we want to try to capture the momentum of last year. We've gotten so much positive feedback from people. And, you know, the big thing that they come up to us and they say, hey, how can we get involved? What can we do? Now we're giving them the opportunity to actually do these amazing things that we do. Not necessarily on the same scale. We've scaled it back a little bit. But it's going to be a challenge. Each obstacle is definitely a challenge. And it's going to be certainly interesting. But it's fun. It's going to be a exciting, fun thing that you can do that's going to challenge you that you're not probably ever going to get the opportunity to be exposed to ever again.
Well, tell me, how does, let's say a thick brother like myself, how would I train for something like this? Or maybe a wiry guy like Joe Rossi.
So
how could we train to be able to endure this?
Well, in the tactical community, first of all, you're a robust gentleman, okay? You know, let's say you got to give yourself some props, and he's a squirrely guy. We wouldn't call him wiry, all right? He's got some fight in him.
Because squirrely's better.
That's right, because squirrely's better, you know what I mean? So, you could just jump off the couch and just jump right in, and you'll be in the mix. I mean, these aren't things that are impossible to do. It's going to require a degree of teamwork.
A lot of teamwork.
Let me just jump in here for a second. So if you're just coming off the couch and attempting this, you're going to be sore.
Just a
very, very
right
sore.
Here.
But the whole point of having a 10 to 15 person team is that if you're an elite athlete, you just have 10. Nobody's going to sub out. If you need to rest, if you can maybe do one obstacle, but you want to be part of the team, you can do one, and then you sub out your other five team members. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah.
And the captain will be in charge of that.
Exactly.
And that's why there's a degree of leadership and strategy involved.
And this there's a team size as well, right? There's a range that you guys have already set for this.
10 to 15.
Why that number?
That's a good question. Jackie?
That is a good question.
We need 10 to complete the obstacle. So only 10 can compete at one time. So you can have only 10 people on your team, but they're working every obstacle the entire night. And there'll be a little bit of downtime. It's not going to be nonstop it wouldn't be like a road race where it, you know, it's and the marathon is 3-4 hours long. It's going to be some downtime during the obstacles.
A little longer for some of us, by the way. Yeah, more than 2 hours. Right. But if you were just, you wanted to get into obstacle racing or you wanted to attempt this, you know, it's really just tomorrow morning, put your sneakers on and go for a walk. Challenge yourself as much as you can, you know, run from spot to spot.
Well, how is this different from either running in mud or over a normal obstacle course? How is this different?
Well, I'll add on to that. And what are some of the challenges that people will encounter while they're there?
Look, we're not going to just give it to you right here on the air. I mean, that's part of the mystery and mystique of this event is that you need to, you know, if you want to know, you have to go.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But, yeah. But I will tell you, we do have some very unique events, and you'll be exposed to equipment like, have you gentlemen ever climbed over a Bearcat? Do you know what a Bearcat is? That's the up armor that we use on our high-risk warrants when we go up to the scenes. You see the guys, like you said, in the 1970s, they used to jump out of bread trucks going, hut, 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 hut. We don't do that anymore. Yeah, we don't do that anymore. Those tactics are out of fashion these days. But what we do have is we have armored vehicles, and you'll have an opportunity to climb on those and go inside those and do those. And we have cement trucks that are going to be utilized, and you're going to have to take your team. You're going to have to pull that cement truck. So that's just a small taste.
It's almost like the world's strongest, but you know, those you see on ESPN when there's no other sports going on.
Right,
world's
strongest right.
You know, and yeah. But yet it's with a team.
Right. We asked Magnus Ver Magnussen to be at the event. He
of
said he's not available.
Did, right.
He was not available. Not available. But the thing is, again, I come back to that aspect of this event that's very unique with these Tough Mudders and these, Spartan races and all this. I mean, again, they market them as being a team event, and in some aspects they are, and there's the community aspect of it. But this is a pure team event, and you're going to be required with your teammates to complete these events. That's why we have teams of 10 to 15 people. Now, say you're an individual competitor and you can't find a 10 to 15 people. We do have teams that have open slots. So say you want to compete, you can't find people to compete with. You can go get on the website. It's NEFC2014.com, and you can go and you can find a team that needs competitors and sign up today. I mean, it's the option is there.
Mm. Are you still accepting teams right now? What is the ultimate cutoff time deadline for teams to enter this? Is it come and gone, or is it still time?
There's still time, and we want to accept everybody that comes to us.
We do have a cap on the teams, but we haven't reached it yet. So we're gladly encouraging teams to come out now. There's still plenty of time to raise some funds for charity. With 15 people, the suggested donation would be $2,500. That's about $166 per person.
Okay.
That's right in line with the Tough Mudders. That's right in line with the Spartan and the Warrior Dash and all those other great races. But this one's going to be in Gillette. I mean,
why'd you pick Gillette?
Well, why not?
It's the best place in Massachusetts.
I'm just curious.
Right?
Why not
pick
Gillette?
It's the most exciting venue.
Yeah, it has a lot of stairs and ramps.
Yeah. Okay.
So the stairs could to tease out a couple of more of those obstacles. There may be some stairs involved. Maybe. There's miles of ramps in the stadium. And what better venue? I mean, it's just beautiful. Last year, we obviously had the overnight challenge there. And one of the events was actually a football game on the turf. So touch football on the turf. At Gillette, I mean, you can't beat that.
I will tell you that 10 years ago, I was working for a little side job doing Rolling Stones were coming into town for their 40th anniversary, and it was natural grass, and there was a guy who would not let you step on the grass. You got caught, so he would be yelling at you. They'd have security out there. Now with the new turf, this is kind of a big deal, I think.
It's amazing. I got to tell you, there were two separate events last year that we did, and one was in the dome that they practice in, and then the other was on the field. And I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, this was holy ground. I took my shoes off. I played barefoot. I mean, I really wanted to experience the whole thing. It was absolutely phenomenal. And the thing that really made us go forward with using Gillette again is they are absolutely unbelievable. The Kraft family, I mean, essentially, they've opened their arms and brought us in, and they said, hey, whatever you guys need. The generosity that they've exhibited in the assistance that the director of security, Mark Briggs, has given us is just unprecedented. I am in shock. So it's just that's why we chose the venue.
And Mark Briggs too, with just want to mention, he is an amazing athlete himself. And we say that the course was inspired by Metro SWAT, but he was also British Special Forces, and he's an amputee.
He's a real deal.
And he ran the marathon this year. Mm-hmm. He's done an Ironman. He is definitely the real deal. And he wanted to be part of this. It's a cool, cool event.
Now, was there something else that you wanted to add in here in regards to this event, whether it's the obstacles or prizes or anything like that?
Well, whoever raised...
You do give
is
prizes, though.
Oh,
already? Absolutely.
They went so fast.
Whoever
the
raises,
prizes are amazing.
Bill Delahunt ate a little bit of your time, I might add.
So. Whoever raises the most money gets to go on an all-expense-paid trip to the Buffalo game on the Patriots chatter. The entire team.
That's going to be a good
They'll
game
have VIP treatment there. And I think the second best prize, or that's the grand prize. So the next team that raises the most money, right?
The winning team.
The winning team, I'm sorry. Yep. They're going to have a VIP experience at Gillette for the entire team as well. Wow. And I can't echo what Kenan said enough. They have been remarkable welcoming us with open arms. So it's going to be an outstanding event.
But everybody, there's obstacle. Every team can win at an obstacle. So there's the overall winner, and then there's obstacle winners. Make sense?
Every
sure.
12.
But the prizes are amazing. So yeah, 12
so
hours,
it's almost like,
12
like
obstacles.
If you're a fan of Big Brother, like throughout it, like you win like $5,000, but the big prize is $500,000.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Right. So just, this is like a two-sided event, actually, and what we've been doing is to raise additional funds. There's a small company that produces motorcycles in New York. I don't know if you've heard of Orange County's Choppers. I don't know if you've heard of them, but they...
Big fan of the show.
Yeah.
So you don't have to tease anything.
So I don't want to tease you guys. Okay, so Paul Sr. Went above and beyond in...
Orange County Choppers.
Oh, from Orange County Choppers, and assisted us in design this unbelievable motorcycle that is up for raffle. I mean, you can own this bike for a $10 chance. Right. All you got to do is buy a ticket for $10, and you can own a $130,000 chopper design custom. And it's a New England Patriots bike, and the craftsmanship on it is, of course, like everything that comes out of there, unbelievable.
I'm only disappointed, though, because they decided to do it after they did a New York Jets motorcycle. But
they had the one up then.
Yeah.
I mean, they had to go with the best team in the country.
That was good, Tim.
So,
right. That was
and
good.
It's a theme bike. It's a Patriots bike, but it's also a tribute bike. We, in the midst of the planning, like I mentioned, we had those horrible events in the Back Bay.
Yes.
So the executive team called over to the tunnels, and they were more than happy to adjust. They were almost done with the bike. And they ended up on the air cleaner cover. They ended up putting the Boston Fire patch with the last alarm call.
That's pretty cool.
And then on the fender, it has a tribute to Firefighter Kennedy and Lieutenant Walsh, too. So it's an awesome bike. You can see it on the website. It's NEFC2014.com. That's New England Fitness Challenge. NEFC2014.com. You see pictures. And you can buy tickets there. 1 for $10, 3 for $20.
Have we missed anything? Have
yes,
we not? Is there
yes,
any stones we can turn over?
It's the best part. I got to tell you. I got
two minutes
best
left
part
to do it.
I got 2 minutes, and I'll be brief. So,
no, you won't.
You're right. They're right. I won't. I'm very long-winded, hence my presence here. So anyway, after this unbelievable event in completing all these obstacles, I mean, you would think, there's some kind of reward. Well, of course there is. Any event, you need a grand finale, and what we're going to do is we're going to have an unbelievable after party at CBS Scene. We've got the whole place. It's going to be absolutely epic. So
friends and supporters and family are welcome to come.
It's open
to
everybody.
Ceremonies and then to the post party, and all of our sponsors will be there. Tons of prizes, tons of gifts, and we forgot to mention that there's going to be Patriot alumni competing as well. So Scott Zolak is captaining a team with a bunch of players,
and so
you get to compete against them inside Gillette.
Really? And everybody's favorite Bruin has assured me he's captaining a team.
Well, it depends on
Lyndon Byers.
Really?
Yeah. Good old LB.
So he's a former favorite bruiser.
Yeah, well,
But
Lyndon's
a great guy.
In the NHL.
He's a great guy.
Well, I got to tell you, he's a plank holder. He was there last year, and I personally played dodgeball against him on the turf. And
how'd you do?
Well, LB caught a ball off the head. He was a warrior, though. He was a warrior. Right back up. He didn't fail.
Yeah.
I looked over at my. I said, "Did you just do that?" He's. Mm-hmm, that's right. I couldn't believe it. But he. What a great guy he is. Unbelievable. Great supporter.
I want to thank Jackie Colligan and
you,
Detective
Kevin.
Sergeant Tim Cahoon.
Mm-hmm.
Made sure I said that correctly. I might have butchered it earlier.
That's all right.
An officer and Marine, Kenan Ryan.
Yep.
I want to thank you
very
all for coming in.
Thank you.
We've talked about possibly maybe doing something down the road again. And chatting it up, but we hope the This is a fantastic event. It goes down well. Anything you want to say with the last 10 seconds?
I would say just, you know, if your company wants to get involved, whether put a team in or they want to help out or sponsor or support the athletes, you know, let us know. Go to the website. There's so many different ways to participate and support these guys, and they deserve it. It's going to be a great event.
And that's all the Monday Night Talk that we have. Thank you very much for helping us.
Thank you so much for having us.
A fun final segment. Until next week at 6:15, it's another Monday Night Talk.
Good night.